Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, everyone. This is David Seville. Alvin, Simon, Theodore, and I'd like you to join us in singing the songs of Christmas. So let's all gather around the tree and have some fun. Ready? Here we go.
Welcome back to the Junks Holiday / Drinking Show on 106.7 The Fan, NBC Sports Washington. Do not drink and drive this holiday season. Designate a sober driver or use the Washington Regional Alcohol Program's Sober Ride, now powered by Lyft. Get a $15 Lyft coupon code from SoberRide.com to use in the D.C. coverage area nightly between 10 p.m. Friday, December 20th, and 4 a.m. Monday, January 1st, 2020. I'm guessing that is. It says 2018 on the copy. That's definitely wrong. But go to SoberRide.com. Take advantage of it. There's no excuse for you donkety donks to drink and drive this holiday season.
Good read. Now have
Thank
another.
You. That's a pretty good read for a guy with like a .12 BAC.
Yeah, all right, JP's point. Arrived. He's finally got his drinks together.
Yes, he has.
He's delivered his drink to Brett and to Mr. Epstein, yes. Mike's or Adam's
he has
father.
A fancy cocktail napkin. Good right. presentation.
All right, Brett, why don't you take it from here, my friend? What do you think? Do you guys serve mudslides at Sup
no.
Dogs?
No.
If a kid ordered a mudslide, what would you do?
Kick him out of Sup Dogs?
I mean, could the bartenders even make it?
No, yeah. No. But we have like a frozen margarita and like a swirl.
Right.
Sort of like at Uncle Julio's.
But, there's a lot of chocolate in there.
You know, I like the fact that, you know, the drink can get a little sticky because there's chocolate and whipped cream. So he brought us a decorative napkin.
That's
so if
very
the drink,
nice. Sure.
Right. You know, it doesn't get messy. Let's taste it.
JP's a neat freak.
Give it a taste.
All right. What kind of straw
Although
does
JP,
he have there?
Although, JP, the environmental people, you got, this is like hardcore plastic.
Yeah,
hard plastic.
Yeah. I don't know. My straw is edible.
In the
Cookie.
Bar. That's true.
Thank you.
In
what
the
kind
bar
of
world.
Straws are you using there at Sup Dogs?
I mean, plastic, but they're like disposable plastic. Yeah, but like,
well, there's such a thing.
According
as
to my daughter's an environmental warrior. All of the plastic that's thrown in the ocean, 99% of it is from China and the Philippines. So we're good. You don't need to worry
People
about it.
People are crazy about like
I know
plastic
they're crazy
and turtles'
about
noses.
It, but we're good.
And, yeah. So now it's all about paper straws, but those like melt in your mouth.
Yeah, oh, yeah, they're worst. Is it Kava has the paper straws, whatever, they're terrible.
Hey. By the way, easy on Cobb. We have all some of those gift cards coming our way.
I just get two every time.
Just to give you a little behind the scenes, my ice cream scooper.
Yeah.
See, certain freezers are colder than others.
Yeah.
My ice cream, it was a little tough to actually get the ice cream out of when I pulled it out of the freezer. And my ice cream scooper broke.
Oh! That's a
dagger. Okay, behind the scenes, doesn't matter. But I did get, it's two scoops of chocolate, one scoop of vanilla per mudslide.
Here comes it's like 8,000 calories in that thing.
Yeah. It
tastes
really
scoop
good.
Scoop the chocolate.
I'm having
my
a hard
time
knocking it.
No, just tasting the liquor. What liquor's
scoop
in here?
There's Kahlua, there's Bailey's, and there's vodka.
Ooh, sounds like his might be too weak.
Maybe it's a little soft.
A little
it
weird.
Is.
He made you a hot fudge sundae.
I know.
That's not the same thing.
I'm at Friendly's.
I made an effing alcoholic drink.
Good Friendly's thing.
This is a fribble.
I made a drink that had actual alcohol.
Mine had alcohol. Mine had some kick to it.
So keep that in mind, judges. He went soft on the alcohol.
Not true.
But yeah. Taste-wise, it's delicious.
It's one and a half.
Of course it is. He gave you a hot fudge sundae.
Per drink, it's 1.5 ounces of Kahlua, 1.5 ounces of Bailey, 1.5 ounces of vodka.
Maybe you should have been a little more generous over there, Rick.
When was the last time you ordered one of these, JP?
Probably 7 years ago.
It's you're drinking a relic.
What do you think, Mr.
It was
Epstein?
My go-to.
Okay,
Xbox
I'm going to be honest with you.
Yes.
This is the very nice drink.
Oh, you like it.
You were... Well, the thing is that I'm an ice cream fanatic.
Oh, you're an ice cream guy.
And,
explains Adam's belly.
Yeah, so I mean, at this point, after a few drinks,
yeah.
To have the sprinkles and to have the cherry.
See, I know going
the,
first hurt
see,
me.
It's timely.
I mean,
it's a timely
going first
this
hurt
is
me.
Just hitting it very,
Did
very
it hurt
nicely.
When Joe Pesci wrapped the phone cord around your neck and hit you on the head with the phone?
Yeah. I've seen that movie. You know what? It was. I think it was much better than Irishman.
Really? You weren't a fan of Irishman?
I thought the Irishman was good.
Yeah.
But definitely very good.
Well, hold on. Anybody who puts the Irishman in Goodfellas category should be in prison.
It's not nearly as good.
Yeah.
Correct.
All right, so the judges, have you guys scored each drink?
I have to do this last scoring.
All right. Drabby, what are we going to do then?
Adam's going to tally them up.
Can Adam? Why don't we give it to Caroline? Maybe Caroline should tell. I mean, I'm not sure Adam can add.
Let her double check his terrible math.
Will you check his math then, Caroline?
She should.
Caroline from NBC Sports Washington, which, by the way, we should give a shout out to. We love NBC Sports Washington. They've been a huge part of our success over the last several years.
Absolutely.
We've never had higher ratings, and I don't think it's a coincidence that's because we're with NBC Sports Washington.
Can we try the mudslide?
You want me to try it? Yeah, I'm partial to it.
By the way, if he wins, we're never going to hear the end of it.
You're probably right.
For years.
I'm not going to win.
He made a freaking hot fudge sundae.
We don't know who's going to win. It's up to the judges.
Yeah.
This could be one of those sweet drinks for all you sweeties.
No, what you have going for you is both the judges are partial to... Whatever it is you made.
It should be about substance and the taste.
Yeah, but your presentation starting, you served it in a wine glass.
That's all I had.
Yeah. You know, you should have gone the extra mile.
Yeah, I mean, you could have gone out to Home Goods like I did and bought $8 glasses.
I don't even think his glasses match. I think he had one from a winery.
Yeah, and they definitely don't match.
One says KS50.
Hey, you know what?
It's whatever free glass he got.
If you're a cheapskate, sometimes when you're a cheapskate, it hurts you.
There's a reason I'm called the squeaker.
That's right.
I love this. It's fantastic. I barely taste the alcohol, though. I'm with Brett. I don't think you put enough in there.
Hey, Shorts,
I like to taste the liquor.
Shorts videoed it.
Yeah. Brett.
And there was alcohol.
I don't know that. It probably hurts the drink. I don't know. In a perfect drink, do you want to taste the alcohol? I want to taste the alcohol, but I'm white trash.
I think it depends on the drink. Like an old fashioned, you really want it to be.
I want to taste the alcohol.
Yeah, you want it to be like bourbon forward. An old fashioned, you really want it to. You want to taste it, but it depends on the drink.
Yeah, I mean, if I don't taste the alcohol, then it sucks because I want to taste it. If I go to the bar and she gives me a drink and I don't taste the alcohol,
to get loaded.
Well, what are we doing?
Isn't
here?
Everybody? Hello. Right. That's the point.
When is Drunk Cakes going to start answering personal questions? That's what I want.
I mean, you can bounce them off me. I don't know I'll answer them or not.
White liar cakes?
Hey, so I fudged a little bit of my Peloton stats. Big deal. Who cares?
You fudged them.
Fudged a little bit.
Brett, are you monitoring the show from afar still?
Yeah, I still listen
every day. Radio.com app?
I'm telling you, the show sounds awesome. I mean, I love...
How would you evaluate your producer?
Dude,
your
successors. I mean, it's all about the ratings. The ratings are better now than they ever were when I was here.
Them inferior. That's a true story.
I mean, by a mile. So.
But I don't think they're any better than you, so don't worry.
I think Valdez is great. Drab, I think, does an awesome job, and he's hilarious. I wish he'd talk more.
Yeah, he's a mute.
Like, the stuff he says, anytime there's Drab in a segment title, it just gets isolated.
Drab's great. He just doesn't ever talk.
Both of our producers are extremely quick-witted. I will give them that.
Yeah, definitely. And they care. I mean, it's hard to find people that care.
Right.
Drab cares about the Seahawks. Valdez cares about Lamar Jackson. They care a lot.
It is true.
What they care
and
about.
And all kidding aside, we've been blessed with unbelievable producers throughout the tenure of the show. Maybe not Slow Joe, but everybody else.
Why do you have to Joe on Slow Joe?
I love
Joe. Who was the guy who just went like this?
Brian Cosgrove.
Cosgrove was nice, too.
I like Cosgrove.
You know what I miss? I miss the cakes when I was producing the cakes, holiday handshakes.
Oh, what were the holiday hands? Oh, yeah, right.
They're not bad, right?
They're all
pretty solid.
I miss those days.
I gave out that handshake earlier today, but to AWOD, I'll admit, and I told him because I asked Jason.
Are you giving AWOD holiday handshakes? Not giving him nothing.
I asked Jason, I said, do you give AWOD anything? And he said, no.
Right.
Yeah. So emphatically.
I regifted some Circa cards, which will be great for him. But it's better than nothing,
I'm big on re-gifting. I like re-gifting. I'll re-gift Adam something.
Cakes is the nicest junkie. He gave me a gift last year. It was way too nice.
Oh, really?
It was way too nice.
He gave you a cash gift?
It was as much as one paycheck, basically.
Oh, really?
I hooked him.
He hooked.
I took care of the guy.
Yeah.
Well, that's because he's rich. He's the richest junkie.
I'm not DeMora Smith rich.
The question that
I'm sorry, D. I'm sorry. That's just shrapnel.
People ask me all the time about... You know, the guys on the show, and everyone that's involved with the show is legitimately a good guy.
Is that true?
The hosts, the producers.
Even Lurch?
management. Yeah. Oh, definitely.
And
Jason's
like,
a good
dude. I don't like many people.
Why are you
Jason's
laughing,
a good
Shorts?
Dude. Deep down, he's a good dude.
Yeah. Deep down, though. Deep. You got to go deep.
Yeah.
You got to go deep.
It's there, though.
All right. I believe the results are in.
The results
they
in?
Are we doing this officially?
Oh, my God.
We only had two judges. By the way, if there's a tie, it goes to.
I will say
the
this. I know it hurt me going first. I'm very bitter about
not
it.
Really, because.
I had the Christmas colors.
Tone, there was a lot more joning later.
You tried your best to get a victory. You did. I mean, it's unbelievable how much you're just talking about your freaking colors of your drink.
Well, I mean, the Christmas colors.
I do like the Christmas colors of EB's presentation.
It was a perfect pour, too, which I was impressed about.
But also, it's after you've had a couple of drinks.
Yeah.
Each drink starts. It's a different.
Yeah, different experience.
Yes,
I'll just say this. EB's wins. There wasn't much of his that was consumed.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I mean, they were saving themselves.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to get hammered.
Yeah. All right. So, Caroline, do you? So how are we going to go? Reverse order.
We're going to start at the bottom.
The bottom.
The way, Caroline, you should mention a lot of this is up now at NBC Sports Washington on Twitter.
On our website.
On the website.
Caroline, how would you say the people at NBC Sports Washington feel about the Junks?
I think everyone loves the Junks.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Good.
What's
really?
Not to love?
I just feel insecure about that.
Yeah, you're always insecure.
Yeah. No. They're behind us, you think?
100%.
What do you think about Big Damon? What about the big guy, Damon?
Yeah, the big
Damon. Is Damon a Junks fan, you think?
I think Damon is a Junks fan.
Ooh, very good. We like to hear that.
Tell Damon the Junks like Christmas bonuses.
They feel so good that we met with them 3 years ago, and we haven't met with them
again. Hey, you know what? That means that's good. You know what? Hands-off approach.
That's true.
Perfect.
Yeah.
We like
There's
that.
Not a lot of bitching and moaning over there?
No news is good news.
Yeah. All right. Positive. We'll take that.
Correct.
Take that. All right, drum roll.
All right, comes in last.
All right, we have a tie for third and fourth place.
Right. Ooh. I'm bitter about this. I know.
Third and fourth place, we have Cakes and Lurch.
Oh, bitter! Bringing up the rear.
Hey, you want chocolate?
That's our team.
No chop.
I can't believe a vanilla.
No
chop.
No chop. Vanilla ice cream.
No chop.
Sunday's going to win.
Florida State.
All right, judges, do you care to comment on the third and fourth place showing?
Well, I had the old fashioned as a tied for first.
Oh, really?
I'm still enjoying it.
Oh, that means, Mike, maybe you crushed the old fashioned.
I'm sorry to say, but these dessert drinks. Are this is my area.
Hey,
of
it's up to the judges.
Maury Kessler, what did you give the old fashioned?
On a scale of 1 to 10.
Oh, I gave everything like 8 8-5s and
all right,
and
so I lost by half a point. Basically.
Oh,
was it close? Caroline,
was it close?
What were the total scores?
It was pretty close.
Pretty close?
All the scores were between 15 and 15.5.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Within a half a point?
Half a point.
Oh,
how do we?
I basically won.
I've been so how do we have a winner?
We'll get there.
We have a winner.
Somebody had 4 points. This has shades of the PB&J contest.
I was wrong.
I'll just say this. I'm down with chopping. Okay? They can screw. Right. Here's the thing, because this is now personal preference. Do you like a dessert drink or do you like a martini
I'll be honest with you. I liked yours better than mine.
Okay, EB liked mine better.
Right. Is JP going to win back-to-back years?
No,
I won
the PBJ.
I can't do it.
Cakes, I won the PBJ, not JP.
You know, I'm talking about the drunk show contest back-to-back years.
He didn't win that.
Well, he needs. He's got to stroke big checks every month.
Yeah. That part is true.
All right. Yeah. Here we go.
All right. Go ahead, Caroline.
All right.
So many drum rolls.
Place, we're skipping second because it's either EB or JP.
All right.
So it's the Appletini
versus the
mudslide. Dessert mudslide drink. Mm-hmm. For first place, we've got... EB's Appletini.
Impossible. Chicanery.
That's what he said. He preferred mine.
He wins the PB&J and the drink contest.
He preferred my drink.
I'm calling shenanigans. Woo!
The toilet tastes better than that.
I mean, Dennis, how is that possible?
You didn't even try it.
What were the total scores?
What were the total? Caroline, keep your headphones on.
Give me
Caroline, how close was it?
Total amount of points for each person.
Total amount of points. I think... Lurch and Cakes were 15.
All right.
JP was 15.2.
Oh, and?
EB was 15.5.
Oh, they're so close.
Okay, that's
four-way chop.
Let's ask each of you, what was your first place drink for each of you? So Mike had mine, and obviously had Eric.
No, mine was tied between Jason and Eric.
I didn't win either one.
I actually had the best.
My drink was nuts.
But only because I just don't like, I'm just not into like chocolatey like dessert drinks. Yeah.
That's only,
I wish that's I had known that.
I don't know how it worked out. Your boy got 500 out of it.
So are you guys chopping it, or is it going
to
be awkward?
Yeah, what charity are you donating
what
that
shop? The E.B. Bickle mortgage. Whatever that is. Just refi my house.
Yeah, you got a new deck coming in the back. It's a lot, going on there.
Oh,
congrats, sir.
Thank you.
So I actually got more
So if you got first or more, that means you really whore JP on the
I think I had cakes and JP's tied.
Tied for the bottom.
Tied for nubbity nubs.
Who was your second place drink, your third place drink?
The second place actually was I think
cakes.
Maury's got the sweet tooth.
Oh, I love the sweet tooth.
He wants to stay and keep drinking. I can tell.
I don't need the taste of alcohol. Here, I just need the taste.
Here's 100. No, no,
the
take
taste
a hunch.
And the results.
Take a hunch.
That's not
give me a hunch.
Like you want.
No, no, no. I give you a hunch.
You want? If you're gonna chop, you got to give me 250. Like
I'd rather give you a hunch.
What kind of chop is that?
Squeaker.
That's not a chop.
All right,
just keep it.
EB was the first to say
you won.
You won. Keep the money.
Here you go. Here. I'll give you half. There's 240. I keep 260.
Yeah. Take that. You'll take that chop.
Come on. Just take the money.
You'll take that chop.
That's a chop. There you go. Funny. And you guys get dipped. You get terrible drinks you made. You want 20? You want 20? You want $20?
I need two boys on the panel. Brett, you're finished.
For the record, Cakes is the only one that didn't have a first place vote.
Cakes.
What are you going to do?
I didn't get a first. No, I didn't get a first place vote.
No, he said it was a tie. His first place was a tie.
Was I tied?
Yeah.
Oh, I did get a first place vote?
I liked your pour and your presentation.
Yeah,
you know what? Cakes didn't deserve it.
Yeah.
You need a house cleaning service to go clean up the
I cleaned it up. Nobody likes a Peter North cocktail. Nobody likes a Peter North pole.
I'm so happy.
Do you even drink that?
No, I just thought it was...
Like, mine is like something that I've consumed.
Like a holiday type drink.
What glass is this, by the way?
It's a champagne glass.
I don't know.
Dude, I was grass.
All right, so hold on. Here's what we're going to do. When we come back, they want to do the Secret Santa gift exchange. We'll do that. And... because we always do it, and it's towards the end of the show.
Yep.
Ask the Junks anything.
Oh, I love it.
Ask the Junks anything. 800-636-1067.
I think you'll reveal anything. I don't think I will this year.
Jason's literally, this is the worst you've ever done. This is a terrible performance by you.
He actually had a .06, which was higher.
No, he had just had a drink.
I was too focused on making my should-have-been-a-winning drink.
My drink stinks.
We'll do breathalyzers during the break. We'll give everyone updated numbers.
All right, we'll give updated numbers.
Yes, so wait, Jason's drink had like one ingredient.
Pretty hard.
But you know what? I got a first place vote.
You're not going anywhere, but thank you to Mike Epstein.
Maury.
Thank you to Brett Oliverio. Thank you to D. Smith, who's hanging out as he always does. Palm, everybody. Caroline from NBC Sports watching. Two more segments. We're going to do the gift exchange and ask the Junks anything. 800-636-1067. Don't go anywhere.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Welcome back, Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. Remember, don't drink and drive this holiday season. Designate a sober driver or use the Washington Regional Alcohol Program's Sober Ride, which is now powered by Lyft. Get a $15 Lyft coupon code for SoberRide.com. You can use it in the D.C. area nightly between 10 p.m. Friday, December 20th, and 4 a.m. Monday, January 1st. There's a lot going on the show today.
I mean,
I asked
Jason to make me a drink, and he put like one drop of extra alcohol in my cup.
No, because I threw the ice away. I don't know why I did that.
Okay,
you got plenty. You got a point.
Yeah, it should be fine.
You got a .45 or something.
We should mention, if you miss any part of today's show, use the new rewind feature on radio.com. You can rewind up to 24 hours. It's fantastic. Download the new and improved radio.com app.
What's going on here?
We're going to do Secret Santa here.
All right.
I think Caroline from NBC Sports Washington has brought some gifts. Well, Pete's part of the Secret Santa exchange.
Yes. All right.
No, we can start with Pete. Pete, who did you get for Secret Santa?
Ooh, very good.
Drabby, are we on the right path here?
Yeah, that's fine.
This is a pretty easy one. I got my twin brother over there on the far side, Lurch.
Jason Bishop.
The only thing that separates us from being brothers is he gambles a little more than I do. Otherwise, we're exactly the same. So.
Right.
I even got a fancy bow for him, too.
All right, here you go.
Here we go.
Oh, it's a bottle.
Here's the gift presentation from Pedro to Jason.
I don't even know off the top of my head.
Thank you, sir.
Jason's favorite liquor?
Besides KO?
KO Distilling. Yeah. Anything by KO Distilling.
Some Deep Eddy.
Yeah, Deep Eddy.
Some Deep Eddy, very nice.
Very solid.
Brother and sister.
That's right.
Brother and sister.
You know what? I put a nice little dent in the orange vodka today. Yeah.
Cakes has been getting after it.
Yeah, why not?
Wow. What is the latest?
You guys went all out
PAC?
on the wrapping.
I think it's 0.14-ish.
All right,
somewhere
now,
in that range.
1.4 for cakes.
So hold on, what are we doing, Drabby? Is Adam going next, or is Jason going next?
We're gonna do Pete real quick because I think he has an update.
Pete has an update. Good. All right, so Adam, you had Pete. All right, so here you go.
I mean, to talk about the wrapping experience.
Nice job wrapping.
First of all, it's just a regular box, and it's got a bunch of like Scotch tape.
Not even real present tape. I can't say anything. Mine's very similar.
I didn't wrap mine either. Isn't that what you'd expect from Adam?
There could be white powder in that.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
That screams Adam. I've been in his car.
Oh, Coke Classic loves it.
Pete pummels his caffeine in the morning.
He does love it.
Three or four sodas a day. All right.
More Coke.
And we have some sort of garment. What is it?
It's a t-shirt that's got a lot of writing on it.
That's funny.
I never dreamed I'd be a super cool umpire,
but here I am killing it.
That seems like Pete right there.
Terrible gift, Adam. Very good. Terrible gift.
It's selling.
Just what he could afford.
It kind of fits Pete, though.
All right, so who had
I know what Pete's going to use that as. All right.
Well, let's take a couple calls and space this out. A lot of people
anxious
to get on.
I see our guy D. Woods is on the line.
Is D there? All right. Let's go to our guy D. Woods. D, Merry Christmas, my friend. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, Bickle, it's December 6th, man. We're not Christmas.
Why?
We know. You said Merry
Christmas. Couldn't be further
away. Merry Christmas for the holiday show. That's what we do. Yeah. Come on.
I wanted to participate in the Ask the Junks Anything question segment.
Ahead. Yeah.
So with Super Bowl 54 coming up, which amount is greater, the tickets on the 50-yard line or your number one rating bonus?
Ooh, that's a good question.
What costs more?
How many? Two tickets or one ticket?
I think our one
ticket.
Bonus is probably better.
The bonus.
I've not done any research.
No. I would say 50-yard line tickets to the Super Bowl.
D doesn't know.
Greater than the Junks
bonus.
We know.
Oh, I think D knows.
D, what does a 50-yard line ticket go for?
That's Super Bowl.
Honest.
Face?
Yeah.
Multiple thousand.
Bonus pummels at the bonus
like five
pummels
G's?
At
or more
high. The aftermarket.
I was on. I was. I was on the NFL Experience or NFL on Location. They have, here you go, to put in perspective, they have a deal for $20,000 to sit on the fifth.
Yeah, the bonus pummels that.
D is pushing hard.
Yeah, buy the package.
Buy it up.
Buy the package. Yeah.
The number one bonus is kind of sweet.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I don't want to hear any more crap from you guys.
Yeah, especially from this guy.
Yeah.
Sitting to your left.
Stop.
Exactly.
All right. Thank you, D.
Hey,
God bless you, man.
Pickle.
Yeah.
Pickle.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, D. I mean, how's your dad doing, by the way?
Doing better.
Oh,
I think he bailed.
Is he doing better?
He's doing much better, yeah.
Okay, good, good, good. All right, let's go to... Oh,
Caroline is providing
passing
gifts.
Now, ooh, is this look from NBC Sports Washington? Is this from... Oh. From Carol?
Yeah,
from
she came in bearing gifts for
look
you
guys. Look at this. A nice smart nutrition bottle that here adapts to your day.
Oh, you're so sweet. Hold on, Caroline, get on microphone. Get let Caroline get
thank
on
you very much.
Hold on, Cakes, I've been drinking.
This looks very fancy. Very
Caroline,
like
get on microphone.
This is the fanciest water bottle I've ever seen.
Use Brett's microphone.
For people that don't know you, what is your official job title at NBC Sports Washington? What do you do for the junkies behind the scenes?
Yeah, because we have no idea what happens over there.
I am the digital content producer, content operations, and digital desk associate.
All so right, while we're doing the show here, and
that
we have the three guys.
We have not
the,
really.
We have the three guys behind the scenes here. We have Adam, Brett, and, or not Brett, Adam, Matt, and Drab.
Oh, you wish you had Brett, though.
Over at NBC Sports Washington, who's working while we're doing the show?
I am, and then we have a video producer on that will cut segments from notable guests on
who
your show.
Which is
her name's Anna.
Anna,
she works
okay
in the morning, does a great job. And then we have Dougie Fresh,
right?
He's in yep studio,
right?
So I'm in the newsroom with Anna.
Right. Okay. Beautiful. Beautiful. All right. And so,
Anna,
what is this
well
that you got us?
That
smart
is a Life Fuels bottle. That's my other gig at Life Fuels, located in Reston. And they are a brand new company, just launched in September. So, you're
so what
one
do you
of
do
the
with
first
this
few people? It, you sync it to an app.
All right.
And it will
oh, diffuse, you've already lost me.
It diffuses vitamins. And they're engraved, so they each have your name on
oh
them.
Oh,
these are
wow
engraved.
Very
really
sweet.
Cool.
Very sweet.
I use it every day. I love
really
it. There's an electrolyte pod. It's basically a Keurig for like
sweet
a water bottle.
Ah.
Is there any liquor in this?
No.
Oh.
There's no.
But not yet.
No, it's good for you, EB.
I wouldn't
could
recommend
though
doing
you
that,
could
but.
Sure you could. Caroline, thank you
thank
so
you
much.
Very much.
I have t-shirts too. I'll hand them out.
That's very nice.
Thank
you
so much.
No
and
problem
thank you for everything that you do and everybody over at NBC Sports Washington.
Thank you so much.
We really
thank
do
you
appreciate you guys.
It's
I feel like
sweet
we don't get enough run.
Thanks,
yes
Caroline.
All right, so who had AWOD?
Me.
You had Adam. You told me before you didn't care about your gift.
Well, I spent a lot of money on it, believe
you
it or not.
You did?
In fact, I actually left the price tag on
this is shocking.
You wanted him to know how much you spent?
No, I was just lazy.
Yeah. He's running
so
in here.
So this is like a temptation gift.
Really?
Yeah, because he's, you know, he's doing this little challenge where he's got to lose.
He's giving him
30,
chocolate.
30 pounds.
What'd you give him, food?
I went to the Italian store. And by the way, the Italian store is money. The Italian store, there's two locations, I believe. It could be more.
I'm not familiar. What
but
do
this
they
is
do?
This is the one off of Spout Run.
All right.
He literally
gave him like salamis
yeah, Adam
and
loves
pepperonis.
Adam knows about the Italian store.
Everyone knows about it.
I don't
it's
know
really good food.
No, we're just going to start with some penny pasta.
You got some penny pasta.
Okay.
A lot of carbs. That's good.
Garofalo penny pasta. All right.
All right. So that's good. That'll carb you up.
Yep. Love Janine.
In my opinion, the best sauce on the market. This is Rao's.
Rao's.
No, you're an idiot.
Right.
Tomato basil.
That's $9. That's
yeah,
$9.
It's very pricey.
A jar.
It's $9 right there.
Yeah, I know. I buy it.
Yours,
there you
right
go.
There. You got to have some bread.
All right. Yeah, give him some bread. That's more carbs.
Yep.
That's good for your belly.
Oh, this is so carb heavy.
You're just sabotaging him. Yeah, really. So hard.
We have to pay him $100 if he gets below 202.
A little grated Parmesan cheese for
ah
you.
Ah, nice.
All right, Parmesan.
Look at this. A full meal.
That's
here
good for your ticker.
Bag.
Is there like a stick of butter in there?
Yeah, hopefully.
For dessert, three chocolate chip cookies.
Three cookies.
Yeah,
all right, good.
Very good.
Pummel that.
And then, of course, you have to have a bottle of red.
Oh, that's
nice.
You definitely went over the $25 threshold.
Oh, I pummeled the $25.
$25?
You
that
so went over that.
So you, yeah. And I know you won't be able to share this with any girl, so if you bring the broskies over, make sure you take some pictures.
Share it, Maury.
Hey, Pops.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, look at that. There you
oh
go. Gets the hug.
All right, so who right had Jason Bishop?
That's very nice.
Pete. Who had
we
Bish?
Had Pete.
Oh, we did, okay, we did Pete. So
yeah,
you
I already
just
got
pick
mine
somebody else.
I'm good.
Who had Cakes?
Here. I had Cakes. Here, I'll run in mine.
All right. And Valdez takes this very seriously.
He does, yes.
His feelings really get hurt
and
if we
Valdez
don't take it seriously.
Here, While Valdez is in the studio, I had Valdez. So after he gives Cakes his present, I will give Valdez his gift.
All right.
Comes Valdez. I don't know if you heard that. Stay in the studio after you give Cakes his gift.
Wow. And Valdez takes this very seriously. There's going to be a lot of thought involved here.
It's heavy. It's got some heft to it.
This is not like a throwaway gift.
This is clearly the best wrapped so far.
The bag?
I mean, it's just a bag.
That's why we're saying it's the best rep.
We have a six-pack of old speckled hen.
So that's the beer
that... like that?
We've shared this before at the Borgata.
Yeah, that's the beer that we've bonded over with at the Borgata.
It's delicious. Right. It's very good.
Hen, never heard of it.
No, me either.
And this is my guy. Look at this bag. Look at this bag of gummy bears.
Hey, you can...
leave them in the studio.
Yeah, you could work that off on the Peloton later.
It is so delicious. On my 37th ride all time, I can work these off on the Peloton. Thank you, Valdez.
And there's more.
But wait, there's more. Oh, I got a nice Caps 20-ounce tumbler.
Right. Very
nice.
For your coffee. And did you look inside?
I have not.
A special gift inside? What do we have?
I got a Starbucks gift card.
Thank
you very much, Valdez.
That's quite a gift. Look at all that thought. All
right, so I kept it simple. Look.
Dumbbells?
Look at the guy in his Christmas shirt.
Dumbbells in Washington.
But could he get more swole? Maybe so.
He might. Maybe he could.
Would you get him some protein powder?
Besides.
By the way, when I hugged Valdez when I came in, I mean, he's just huge.
He's massive.
I'm going to try out for linebacker.
Yeah,
for
you might. Yeah. After that, you're fine. Yeah. You're the next John Bostic.
Got him some...
Serious mass.
Because I'm balking right now, and then it'll be cut 'em up season.
You're
in
the
spring.
Bulk phase.
Yeah, it's cut 'em up season for doggy jams.
Definitely. By the way, doggy jams. Do we have a guest? Do we have people that we're thinking about, Brett? Or is that like under wraps?
I could tell you off air. But I just booked someone. It's a huge name. I can't say.
Are we going to be sized?
I think he'll be sized.
Good. Who did you have last year? I can't remember. Lil Jon? Was that a couple years ago?
No, that was 2 years ago. It was Lil Jon. Last year was DJ Esco.
I don't even know.
These futures DJ. Your son would know him.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Do you know anybody?
but this year, it's a huge, huge name.
Oh,
it's a
big very name. Good.
Who had EB?
It's a big name.
Yeah, it's real big.
Is it someone we would like?
Who had Mr. Bickle?
Drabby had me and I had Drabby.
Okay.
Oh, look at that.
And I think that wraps up the gift exchange.
No, I still have somebody.
Well, who's left over?
JP hasn't gotten a gift yet.
All right. All right, thank you, Drabby.
Oh, looking at the clock.
Oh, wow. Drabby, did you put some thought into this?
You didn't even care about the clock right now.
Not a lot of thought. But I'm a good listener.
You're a good listener?
I'm a good listener.
Oh, I know what it is.
What is
it?
He
got me a silly bowling ball bag.
Yeah.
There you go. Silly one. Nice.
All right, now can I give Drabby his gift?
Yeah.
You should.
All right. Now, I didn't do as good a job of wrapping.
Retire my dad's bag.
It probably needs to be retired.
60 years old.
I'm just going to give him... I didn't wrap it, but I just put it in the bag.
By the way, just a reminder, the Junkies gave the producers a beatdown in bowling.
We did. That's correct.
What was the score?
Well, we won one game by over 200 pins.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Are they blind?
Do you have any idea? Do you have any idea what this is, Drabby?
It feels like
a bowling ball.
Right. What do you think that is? Somebody help him.
I need a man to open this.
He's a real man.
Need some help.
You need to open up his gift.
Here. Use my pen.
Your pen to cut the tape there.
Cakes, do you like when the market opens up +240?
I do. By the way, that looks like the box that Gwyneth Paltrow's head was in 7. Same size.
It's embarrassing. Hulk Hogan rips his t-shirt off on WrestleMania.
Drab's going to spill all the drinks on the table.
Yeah, he is.
Did you Amazon this?
He ordered it.
No, are you kidding? I drove out of my way with the friggin' Alexandria for this.
I think it is a bowling ball.
I got him a bowling ball of our bowling.
I'm so sized for this.
Please tell me that's Drab on it.
No.
Are we going to have a rematch?
We can have a rematch. You got his own bowling ball.
Where are the holes?
No, you got to go in there and you make your own holes. You get custom holes put in there.
Damn, you spent some cash on that.
How many pounds is this?
I think I got you the 15-pound ball.
Silly.
It might be too heavy. My dainty arms.
All right, this is JP's gift.
There you go, Drab. You got your own ball.
When I drew JP, I just thought easiest gift ever. Just so easy to get gifts for.
What JP is?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you get him an Orioles t-shirt?
Well, I got him an Orioles.
Orioles pullover.
Now, I left the tag on it because I bought it from TJ Maxx.
Oh, and he got a Luka shirt.
I got him a Luka Doncic shirt. How easy was that?
Oh, right, right.
Easiest thing ever. And I got him a $10 pullover from TJ Maxx for the Orioles. Because you know what? That's about $8 more than it's worth.
Thank you, Dave.
You're welcome, sir.
All right, happy holidays. One more segment to go. 800-636-1067 is the number.
No, we'll do that in the next segment.
That's coming up. Plus, Kurt's going to come in as we wrap it up because he is from Rap.
I like it.
Right.
You know what you're doing.
We got to bring in Bruce. That's tradition.
We got to bring in Bruce.
And Bruce is here, too. So a lot to come up still on the holiday show right here on The Fan. Keep it here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Boom, 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 boom.
Santa baby, just slip a sable.
All right, wrapping up the annual holiday show here on The Fan. Sneaking a couple calls, and we'll go to Kurt Erickson from Rap.
Mm-hmm.
Don's in Mitchellville on line 5. You want to punch him up?
Don, what's up, buddy? Merry Christmas.
Hey, Merry Christmas, Jonesman. I got a two-part question, man. I want to know if, hey, D, this is for you, too, man. I want to know if y'all got a sex tape out there, and then when you looked at it, you got so sized. You had to hook it.
Hold on, you're asking D. Smith to answer that, the executive director of the NFLPA?
100%. I think he got like 3 of them out there because he's been around.
His mic, I don't think, is on.
Well, you know, I mean, you gotta have a couple ways to keep the job, right?
What was the first question?
If you have a sex tape that's out there. That's certainly so not funny. One that's out there.
Yeah, do any of the junk?
I mean, in your archive somewhere. If I dug deep in E.B. closet in some old phone or something.
No, it does not exist. Does not exist. Oh, I don't think any of the junks. I have a sex tape that's out there. Maybe Cakes.
Is real quiet. Cakes is real quiet right now.
Wait a second.
What did I just walk into?
Yeah, yours is on VCR.
Sex tape? No chance.
I plead the fifth on
Impossible.
That one.
Jason's pleading the fifth.
Yeah, it's just not happening.
All right,
yeah,
let's go. He waited on hold for like an
question,
hour for that.
It's a good question.
It's a great question.
All right, Kurt, I was impressed. You're from Rap. We've been talking about Sober Ride all morning. Can you kind of fill in the listeners a little bit?
You guys have done a great job. By the way, this is our 14th year doing this.
Thank you, Kurt.
That's crazy.
I'm hoping that your rides worked out today. And if they did, that's courtesy of Lyft, our rideshare partner that we started with in 2017.
Yep.
But you captured it, which is that between December 20th and January 1st, anybody that's a legal drinking age in D.C., Maryland, and Virginia area can get themselves a free, safe ride home by going to SoberRide.com, getting a Lyft code, putting it in their phone as you guys got here today, and we'll get home and be afforded a safe ride home. We pay up to a $15 fare, but quite frankly, the average fare is $12, so it really does capture the majority of fares.
Perfect.
All right, thank you very much, Kurt. We should do our final breathalyzers.
Who hasn't had a sip in the last couple minutes?
I should go last, because I just literally
just had a sip.
It's been a while.
It's been a bit.
All right, why don't you do Cakes, and I think you can do me.
All right, let's go to Joe in Manassas. Joe, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies. Hey, Joe.
What's up, Junks? Loving
Merry
the
Christmas,
show, as
buddy,
always.
Sir.
What's up?
Thank you.
Man, Caroline's kind of silly.
Look at that. She likes that.
Yeah.
But, hey, I wanted to know, Lurch, what's the biggest one-time gambling hit And what's the big one? Your loss, the biggest loss, the one time. Let's go.
All right, biggest loss, sports betting or blackjack?
Yeah, just gambling in general.
I lost $8,000 in Atlantis in blackjack.
Is that when you pooped on the driveway?
Nice.
No. In Atlantis.
Oh, in Atlantis.
That was a different driveway.
And I was walking back to my hotel room, and I was picking up dishes that, you know, left out of, you know, out in front of hotel rooms and throwing them in the pools. I was so bitter.
And you're going back there in a few days.
Biggest hit. Let's see. Biggest hit. I won like $3,500 on a bowl game back. It was Barry Sanders in 1989.
That's a long time ago.
That's going back.
Nice.
It was the holiday. I believe it was the Holiday Bowl. They were playing Wyoming. Okay. He was at Oak State, and they won like 63-14. I remember it like it was yesterday.
Nice.
Right.
Nice. Merry Christmas, guys. Have a great Christmas.
Same to you,
Merry
man.
Christmas, buddy.
By the
Thank
way,
you.
Back in those days, obviously there was no internet,
yeah.
So you couldn't check scores. There was an 800 number. You have to, it's called score phone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You have to call and constantly.
I remember that, too.
And every 5 minutes, they would update the numbers.
I remember that.
So you couldn't watch the game. You couldn't go on the internet. You dial in and wait for the new update, and that's how you knew if you were a big winner.
All right, let's get EB's breathalyzer.
All right, let's go to John in Springfield in the meantime. Hey, John, what's up, pal?
A different driveway. I'm walking back to my hotel room, and I was...
You gotta turn off your radio when you call into the show.
Yeah. All right, let's try our guy Blink. He's been on hold for almost 2 hours. Blink, what's up, buddy?
What's up, baby?
What's up?
God bless y'all. Hey, happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you, Blink.
Let's take a toast. Let's take a toast.
All right.
Take a toast with me.
All right.
Go ahead.
Make the toast.
Toast to all of the teams that win it, and toast to the teams that are going to keep winning. Hey, Mr. Maurice. Hey, Mr. Maurice.
Yep.
Make sure we find out why they put out my man number 52, but they didn't put out the guy that knocked up my man that was catching the punt.
Oh, right.
Oh, you know my guy. Ryan Anderson was thrown out.
Yeah.
Right.
No, you make a good point.
But anyway, I love y'all so much, and happy holidays. And don't forget me. I'm the guy that do the sports songs, and I love the sports songs.
Thanks,
bro.
We know who you are,
Blink.
Cheers.
Blink. Thanks for calling.
I love y'all.
Hey, Maurice. Maurice.
That's Mr. Maurice, pal.
Yeah, Mr. Maurice. So he was talking about Ryan Anderson, who got ejected from the Carolina game. And then who was the Carolina Panther who pummeled Trey Quinn?
Can't remember his name.
Yeah.
I mean, look, we always look for consistency on those things.
So what do? Do you appeal on their behalf?
We're actually very close to the Referees Association, so I call them directly.
Gotcha.
All right, look, let's declare a winner in the drinking contest, and then we're going to Bruce.
All right.
Jason didn't register.
You're kidding.
I had like 8 drinks. How's that possible?
Such a softy.
I was a .02.
Oh, softy. My God.
Softy too.
Cake's a .08.
Yeah.
After his high of .14.
That's kind of disappointing.
And coming in as the winner again, EB. .095.
Two-time winner.
Biggest drunk.
Bruce is going to sing us out with Silent Night.
Yes, he is. Bruce does.
I got an announcement to make.
Okay. You do?
I donated to HRC.
You're a human rights campaign.
And I came out of gratitude. I'm gay.
Yeah. You did that a few years ago.
I did that a few years ago, too.
Is he ad-libbing here, Draft?
He's ad-libbing.
So you come out every year, is what you're saying.
I come out every year.
You came out a long time ago.
It's a tradition.
I came out a long time ago.
Yeah. He has a very nice Christmas sweater.
It is. It's gorgeous. It's very nice.
Is there a celebrity out there that is your favorite? Do you have a celebrity kind of crush, Bruce?
Lurch
is a celebrity crush.
Let's let Bruce sing. Time is of the essence.
We only have a minute left in the show. Thank you to everybody involved in the show.
Late night. Holy night. Oh, it's time. Virgin Mother and Child.
So good.
Holy infant, so tender and mild.
Remember, don't drink and drive. SoberRide.com.
Happy holidays,
everybody. Sports Washington.
Happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
What a train wreck.
Have a happy holiday. Love you guys.
Granddaddy, you're next.
Boom.
On the fan.
Heaven. Heaven, baby.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.